I certainly want to honor Pastor Will Healy. And as he said, I met him at Greater St. Paul Church of God in Christ. And my mother's been having this service I don't know how many years. And I think you've been on that service, been at that service for about 10 years or more. And he's been very faithful. And over the years, I've come to know him. I'm very honored to be here this evening. This topic has just really saturated me. Pastor Healy originally gave me another topic, and I was off and running on that one. And then he changed to this one. But this was something that I needed to look at deeply. And it has really touched my life. The word of the Lord says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the first word or words from the cross, and they were about forgiveness, a prayer for forgiveness. We're going to look at the magnitude of this forgiveness, the price paid for our forgiveness, the severity and depth of the offenses, the multitude of the offenses. Look with me briefly at some of the things that Jesus had experienced. Things that people did to him. He endured horrible, excruciating pain and suffering. He was despised and rejected, hated on. There was no justice for him in the Roman or religious legal systems. He was physically abused, beaten with a whip 39 times. The whip was composed of leather straps that had bits of bone and metal or glass on the ends. These items tore through his skin, through his tissue, and caused severe pain and blood loss. These tears probably had thorns in them, splinters, metal, bones, anything right in the tear. His beard was ripped. He was spit on. I asked people, can you take a good spitting on? He was beaten beyond recognition. He was humiliated. No one likes to be embarrassed. He was shamed and verbally abused. He was blindfolded and struck in the face. He was mocked and belittled. The soldiers stripped him of his garment and put a purple robe on him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They put a reed like a bamboo stick in his hand, mocking a scepter. They bowed their knees and they said, Hail, King of the Jews. He was treated as a criminal. He was arrested. He was laid on the cross and had nails and pegs driven through his hands and feet. He was executed publicly. And while hanging on the cross, the guards and the soldiers were gambling for his clothes. They were killing him and crying out, Crucify him. The Bible lets us know that he poured out his soul unto death. We're going to look at the dimensions of this forgiveness. After all of that, what was Jesus' response? Well, Right in the middle of these extreme circumstances, he prays for them. Right in the midst of wrong treatment, right in the midst of pain and suffering, right while he's being victimized and crucified and his murderers are murdering him, he prays for them. Right while he's dying and an agonizing death, right in the middle, he prays for them. He prays for the soldiers. He prays for Pilate and Herod and the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rulers. He prays for all of them. Those that beat him and mocked him and nailed him to the cross and spit on him. He prays for them. His enemies and his haters, he prays. Those who abused him and rejected him, humiliated him, he prays for them. The ones that made him suffer, he prays. He makes intercession. In his dying hour, he prays a selfless intercession. Father, forgive them. He's not praying that they would have wealth and prosperity. He's not praying that they would have a good meal at Old Country Buffet. He's not praying that they would have a home or a mansion right now. He's not praying that. But he's praying for their greatest need. And their greatest need, the top thing, is that they need forgiveness. Father, forgive them. He's saying, Father, release them from this wrong. Release them. He's saying, Father, pardon them. Excuse this offense. When I look at this, I see love. Great love. It just almost makes me break down and cry. I see love. I see grace. I see mercy. Have you ever heard the saying, oh, they have a heart of gold? Truly, this is a heart of gold. His love prevails right unto the final hour. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like, hey, that's enough. I'm through. I'm done. It's over. No more. I gave them my best and I'm through. But all the way to death, he yet has love. He yet wants mercy, a merciful spirit for them. He yet has grace, and grace that they did not deserve that kindness, but he has grace. This shows us that even the worst people, people that we write off, they deserve our prayers. They deserve our intercession. We are not to give up on them. I mean, they may have done, this is a day that we live in where people are doing horrific things that I have never seen. But we can still intercede for them. He said, they know not what they do. They didn't know that he could have called thousands of angels. He could have said, Father, send me 1,000 angels. He could have retaliated. They didn't know that they were killing the King of Glory, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. They didn't know that he was Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. They didn't really understand that he was the Savior of the world. They didn't know that he was the true light and the true vine. They didn't know that he was the truth and he was the bread of life. And they were killing him. There's a lesson here for all of us. And this lesson can be a life changer. I believe it changed my life. It can totally transform your life. It can be a relationship changer. Do you know that if you don't forgive people, it will destroy relationship after relationship after relationship until basically there's nobody standing basically but you, because you haven't forgiven other people. And the list gets longer and longer. But as I close, we need to take an assessment and ask ourselves, are we harboring bitterness? Jesus didn't have bitterness, and he had every right to be bitter. Are we harboring anger against someone? Are we hating on someone? Do we want to get even with someone? Have we actually hardened our heart? Hallelujah. Well, we need to soften our heart versus harden our heart. We need to choose to forgive. We need to choose to release that person. I had to go way back in my childhood. I thought I had forgiven this, that, and that, and the other. But as I was studying this lesson, I actually froze several times. And I just was just chilled, and I was just frozen. And I began to search back and search in the present and look all over and say, have you really released that person? Have you released these people? Because when I think of them, there doesn't need to be any bitterness, any anger. But I need to be like the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Everything that was done to him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.